Since taking over as governor of New York in August, Kathy Hochul has continued some of her predecessor's policies, but she has also begun carving out a new path, including with the state's infrastructure, as she announced plans in early November to deviate from former Governor Cuomo's vision of an overhaul of Penn Station. To discuss what Governor Hochul is hoping to do at the massive transit hub, we're joined by Steve Nesson, transportation reporter for WNYC Radio. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So for listeners outside of the New York City area, can you describe where Penn Station is in the New York City landscape and what it consists of now?
So Penn Station is at 34th Street, which is sort of right in the heart of Midtown. And it's an interesting train station because you've got actually four different types of train lines coming into it. There's the subways, that's the MTA. There's the Long Island Railroad coming in from Long Island. There's New Jersey Transit, obviously, coming in from New Jersey, and Amtrak as well. You know, those trains go all the way down south, all the way out west, all across the country, and they still flow through Penn Station. And interestingly, the New Jersey trains and the Amtrak trains, they leave New York under the Hudson River. And you may recall from Sandy, there was some major flooding in those tunnels. And those tunnels, pretty much everyone agrees, are on life support at this point. They frequently break down, they have electrical problems, and it's part of the infrastructure plan to replace those tunnels. That's been a multi-year, decades-long struggle and battle to get that part of the project done. And meanwhile, Penn Station sort of sits at the crux of all this. It's a relatively decrepit station. You may see glorious photos from New York's heyday where there's, you know, gorgeous skylights and Beaux-Arts-style, you know, Grand Central Terminal-esque pillars and marble on the ground, and that was destroyed to make way for what we have today, which is Penn Station, which was a much more utilitarian sort of train station. Nothing dramatic, nothing beautiful, nothing quite so striking about it. And I should add, on top of this train station is Madison Square Garden, where the Knicks play, famous concert venue, as you know. So there's a lot of stuff happening. It's a very busy part of town, whether it's trains coming and going, people, you know, leaving for work. And just to add one more layer to this, the neighborhood itself is a little run down, let's say. There's a very large and growing homeless problem in the area. There's a lot of methadone clinics, so it's not just homeless, but it's people with drug issues as well that are sort of hanging out in this neighborhood. To put it briefly, it's a neighborhood that's crying for a revamp, and our former governor and our current governor have had their eyes set on that.
Right. So back in January, then Governor Cuomo announced plans to renovate and even expand the site. What was his vision for Penn Station?
Well, he was actually building on his other renovation just across the street, the Moynihan Train Hall, which you probably heard about, which is a big, dramatic new train hall right next to a post office there, old post office. But that is only for Long Island Railroad trains, and it's not even expanding capacity for anything. It's just a new place for people essentially to wait for their trains. It's really gorgeous. It's modern and lovely and everything that, you know, a new train hall should be. Of course, there have been some complaints that there's not enough seating there. but the governor is hoping to sort of keep going on his big project, you know, momentum, keep it going. And his eyes were set on a big revamp of Penn Station, which would include not just renovating the train hall, you know, bringing in more light, putting in a skylight. He wanted to add some pedestrian plazas nearby, as well as 10 new skyscrapers in the neighborhood, which would call for demolishing a lot of the area around Penn Station to make way for those. And those skyscrapers are also how he was going to pay for the renovation, through leases and fees and air rights and taxes and those sorts of things.
So it sounds like it would have been an upgrade for the entire area. Would it also have improved service for the various trains that are coming in and out of Penn Station?
Not exactly. That's kind of the problem with the Cuomo plan as far as improving train service. It's certainly aesthetically an improvement, but the number of tracks are the number of tracks. There's a fixed number of tracks underground for which trains can come and go. Part of the Gateway Project, which is this massive, like I mentioned, operation between New Jersey and New York and the Port Authority, And it's just it's a huge project. And part of that would be replacing the tunnels. And part of that would also be expanding the number of tracks for trains coming in and out. So Cuomo's plan had that in the far distant future, ideally funded by the federal government, not by, you know, New York and New Jersey taxpayers.
Well, fast forwarding 10 months from Cuomo's announcement, we now have this announcement from Hochul about the site. How is her plan different, and what elements of her predecessor's plan is she looking to retain?
I think a lot of transit reporters, a lot of folks were caught off guard by her announcement, in some way because, you know, Hochul has the opportunity to sort of move forward with her predecessor's plans or kill them. We have an AirTrain project at LaGuardia Airport, which she more or less killed. And there was a lot of opposition to that. So I think a lot of folks are watching to see, you know, which of her predecessor's projects will she pick up and run with. And this one, she is picking up and running with it. Although when you get down to brass tacks and details, not a lot of it has changed from Cuomo's plan. She still wants to build 10 buildings in the area to help fund the project, although she said they're going to be slightly smaller by 7%. I guess for, you know, massive projects like that, that does come out to about 1 million square feet less space, but there's still 10 buildings in the neighborhood. One of Cuomo's sort of selling points was that there would be affordable housing included in this, and Hochul's using the exact same formula. 1,800 housing units, 540 of them will be affordable. I think one of the big differences between the Hochul plan and the Cuomo plan is pedestrian space, green space in the area. Cuomo's plan would have done would have created 30,000 square feet between a couple of buildings, which, you know, in New York City, it's a lot, but it's not a lot. Hochul's plan is going to add 8 acres of public space. So I think she's really using that to sell the project as something different than the Cuomo plan and as a way to sort of get buy-in from the neighborhood, from the community, which, you know, will be essential towards getting this project off the ground.
In case you're just joining us, you're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're talking with WNYC transportation reporter Steve Nesson about Governor Kathy Hochul's plan to overhaul Penn Station in Manhattan. Hochul is also looking for a new name. Can you talk a little bit about what she's envisioning there and how, if at all, you know, that's being received by New Yorkers who might actually have to call this by whatever name she comes up with?
Right. At the very end of her announcement, she saved one last sort of chef's kiss for us. She said, we're going to be renaming it. She doesn't think Penn Station, named after, you know, the Pennsylvania Railroad, which once owned it, is appropriate anymore. She wants a Penn Station named after a New Yorker. She didn't say what kind of New Yorker, you know, historical, modern, but she's leaving that out in the air. I put that out on Twitter, and I got just a torrent of replies. I don't think I've ever gotten more responses to a tweet ever. The names were coming in, the suggestions were coming in fast and furious. Do you want me to tell you a couple of them? It's pretty funny.
Yeah, with the caveat that obviously Twitter's not real life, but yeah, what do you got?
I mean, people were going everything. They want Moynihan, which is Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan, who the train hall across the street is named after. They're like, let's just keep it consistent. A lot of folks actually just were like, leave it alone. It's Penn Station. Don't touch it. Some folks were joking that they should call it the Mario Cuomo Penn Station. Pete Davidson got mentioned many times, you know, comedian, celebrity. Yeah, exactly. And someone referred to it as the New York Taxpayer Station. So a lot of stuff to work with.
Well, you mentioned taxpayers. Has Governor Hochul indicated how she would like to pay for her overhaul?
I think she's going to use pretty much a similar formula as the governor. You know, it's going to be some different taxes on the leases, on the land, on the air rights. There is the infrastructure bill that just passed, and I know that all New York politicians are sharpening their pencils trying to figure out how to apply for various grants that will be, you know, have a lot of funding in them. So this could potentially be part of that. She put a price tag on it, which was interesting because, you know, prices change wildly over time. And it's always deadly if you put a price tag on it and then it ends up double the cost. Everyone can say, well, you know, look how much it ended up costing you. But she's pegging it at $6 to $7 billion. And she's hoping it'll only take 4 to 5 years to build this.
And if it takes 4 to 5 years to build, is there any sense of when it might actually start? Because I imagine there's a lot of logistical hoops to jump through before you can embark on something of this size and scope.
She did not smartly mention when she would hope to begin. There's, like you said, there's environmental reviews, there's community board approvals. I should say, though, she seems to be getting her ducks lined up. She has a slew of endorsements from local community groups, local politicians at the state, federal, city level, who are standing behind her with this plan, with this program. And I think everyone agrees Penn Station is disgusting and needs to be upgraded. So I don't think it's necessarily a hard sell. But also, like we said, this could get started, you know, long after the next election or maybe even the election after that.
One of the hallmarks of the Cuomo administration was this reputation they built up as being the administration that was able to actually get things done. There were projects that were long stalled that they were able to jam through one way or another. Maybe that reputation is deserved, maybe it's not. Do you think that this plan by the Hochul administration will be something that they can actually accomplish, assuming Hochul is reelected next year? Or are you pessimistic about the chances of a major overhaul happening at Penn Station in the next couple of years?
Well, it certainly seems that Hochul has a different way of interacting with people than her predecessor. And it seems like she does well at building coalitions and getting support before making announcements. You know, you've seen photos of her with Governor Phil Murphy repeatedly. They just negotiated some funding issues that were, you know, was a longstanding dispute between New York and New Jersey over transit funding that she helped resolve. So it seems that, you know, she's doing her best right now to build coalitions and partners and partnerships, which will be essential to getting approval for these kinds of projects, for this project especially. So things are looking good now. I don't know if the rubber has quite hit the road as far as doing the dirty work of, you know, putting the plans out there for an environmental review, for community boards, for different folks, and getting your workers lined up and ready to go on this. Right now, we're still in the presentation phase of the project. So we'll see what happens next.
Well, we look forward to checking in with you as this project develops. We've been speaking with Steve Nesson. He's the transportation reporter for WNYC Radio. Steve, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.